managing animal populations is not rocket science. It should, however, be various other kinds of science, but a new study has found that in a disturbing number of cases, it in fact is not. The study looked at how dozens of species are managed in Canada and in the United States, and it found that in a majority of cases, wildlife management agencies lack fundamental hallmarks of science when making big decisions about big game animals like deer and elk. Kyle Artell is a researcher at the University of Victoria and the co-author of this study, which was published this week in the journal Science Advances. We reached Mr. Artell in Victoria.
Mr. Artell, what surprised you most in the findings of your study?
I think a couple of things. First of all, just the overall pattern that we found. We certainly weren't expecting all the systems across Canada and the U.S. to score perfectly, but we were certainly surprised that the majority of systems that we looked at had less than half of the specific criteria we were looking for.
Just before you go on, just explain, what is a wildlife management system? What does that include?
Yeah, so that would just be, for example, moose hunting in Alaska would be considered a wildlife management system. A different one might be black bear hunting in Ontario, but it's basically a single species managed by a provincial or federal wildlife management agency.
And what did you find as to what was lacking in their system?
So we looked for four different of these hallmarks of science, we call them. So, for example, clear objectives, transparency, external review, and the use of evidence. And we found all of these different categories lacking in sort of different doses. One, for example, that was lacking almost entirely across the board was external scrutiny. So basically independent outside bodies double checking the work of these agencies. We only found evidence of that in 6% of the systems we looked at, despite that being sort of a core foundational requirement of scientific approaches.
And why does it matter? What do the wildlife management systems do? I mean, what decisions are made based on them?
So for what we looked at, we were specifically looking at hunt management. And so in many cases, hunting is the largest source of mortality in many of these species. So it could be prone to management error. If there's not a sort of credible, rigorous approach guiding it, then it's quite possible it could have unintended consequences on the populations being managed. And these populations sort of span the gamut of birds, mammals, etc.
You're aware that a lot of people are suspicious of science. I know, for instance, well, you're talking about hunting, but there's also harvesting of animals. And in the fishing communities, they say on the East Coast, they believe that cod stocks have returned. The fishermen can see that. They're aware of it in their nets. And yet the science says, no, it hasn't. And so decisions are based on that. And indigenous populations will say the polar bears are this or that in strength. And science says, no, it's not, or some other kind of species. These are the people who live in these places. Does that matter? Does it, their perception, their evidence based on what they're seeing, does that matter to science?
Yeah, absolutely it does. And there are other ways to generate knowledge. So science isn't the only approach. And I think one way that some of these loggerheads can be addressed is in one of the hallmarks of science itself, and that's transparency. So I think if we have a case where a given agency is defending their preferred policy on the basis that it's science-based, and they sort of say, this is scientific and that's why we're doing it, full stop, without sharing the evidence that underlies it, without sharing the different approaches used, then I think this is where we can get into this problematic relationship, whereas, you know, the indigenous example, of course, indigenous approaches are evidence-based as well. So I don't think that these are as incompatible as it sometimes might appear. But I think that what we really need to know is where the science begins and ends in these decisions. There needs to be transparency and openness about that. And when some other considerations come into effect, whether it be politics, whether it be economics.
And do you think that local populations, indigenous populations, should maybe challenge the policies and limitations, the hunting and harvesting laws and quotas, given the fact that you're finding so little of it's based on science?
Well, in these cases where there's wildlife management agencies, again, using this term of science to sort of force through policies, then I think that that might be the case. An example on BC's coast here, the trophy hunt of grizzly bears, which was only banned this last fall, was highly opposed in British Columbia on the coast. So the indigenous communities throughout the sort of central coast, so the Heiltsik, the Kitisuk, Heihes, Newhawk, and Wikanuk Nations, for example, and the coastal First Nations in general, banned grizzly bear hunting in 2012 based on tribal law, and this wasn't respected by the province. And again, using this science-based defense, and this was a case when we actually looked under the hood of that management approach, and we found that there were certainly some concerns with the approach that those bears were managed. So I think that's a good example where, again, the scientific basis is used to defend a preferred policy and is even used to defend a preferred policy that is at odds with the sort of tribal law of nations on whose lands it's sort of being enacted. When you sort of look under the surface, there's certainly cause for question.
So what should we do with your study? What should that change?
We just need to, as a public, ask questions when we're being told that a given policy is based on science and that we should sort of follow that policy because of its scientific basis, that we should ask questions about, well, what does that mean? And if we find that there's other factors that are influencing a decision, then I think it's really important that we have an honest discussion.
All right. Very interesting. Mr. Artell, thank you.
Thank you.
Kyle Artell is a researcher at the University of Victoria and the Rain Coast Conservation Foundation. We reached him in Victoria.